It's been pretty serious, we can already say. The crisis has already resulted in reduced economic activity in a variety of sectors, and it has certainly started to affect people's livelihoods and ability to cope in this difficult time.
How have the governments in West Africa, the countries that have been affected by Ebola, been trying to cope with this economic setback?
They've been trying to send the message out, basically, that economic activity needs to continue. Because if you cease working and investing in the economy, you're basically creating a crisis which will continue well beyond the present emergency. I mean, we've been saying that the crisis in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia could last up to 10 years after the last case has been solved.
Why 10 years?
It's a broad estimate, but it's just to let people know that this isn't just a matter of a few months and that we can get back to normal right after the crisis.
Can you look at the individual countries and indicate how this economic impact of Ebola has affected certain programs or projects that have been planned?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can tell you that in general, for instance, the government of Guinea, because of reduced tax and increased spending on the crisis, has reported a shortfall of $220 million, which will basically affect economic activity and investment in basic social services across the board. When you look at investments in infrastructure specifically, for instance, there's $20 million for Liberia, which are not going to be invested in infrastructure, and that number for Sierra Leone is $16 million.
So what happens to these governments now? Are they forced to borrow more money or seek more international aid?
Absolutely. What they're doing is they're turning to the IMF and the World Bank for additional funds. And of course, you know, this is a situation that is not encouraging because these countries were beginning to grow economically, capitalizing on their peace and democratic transitions, and they were starting to, from their increased economic activity, raise extra revenue and to become more autonomous. So they're now at risk of increasing their dependency on international funding.
So you've issued this warning, but can anything be done?
Yes, I think the message to the international community needs to be that while we deal with the emergency, we absolutely need to continue investing in the economies of those countries. There are pregnant mothers who are not getting attended to because the medical services are completely overstretched. In Sierra Leone, only 2,000 of the 10,000 HIV-positive patients who are normally on antiretroviral are still able to get their treatment. But the message needs to be that we need to continue to invest in the long term, and this will be the best way to avoid another crisis like this one in the future.
Who would the main investors be?
Some of the investors in countries like Sierra Leone are mining companies. There are Canadian companies, U.S., Chinese, and Japanese are there as well. In Liberia, about 50% of the concessions for palm oil or mining are reported reduced activity or just have ground at a complete standstill. These companies have a role to play in making sure that their employees are still there, that they're still keeping people active, that they can make a living out of their activity. We will come to the end of this crisis. The message from our administrator now is to say that we need to throw absolutely everything at it and that this will be a very important lesson learned for the future. The important is to keep these countries going so that they can get back on their feet.